don't forget, this is United Artists, and they're making these huge, big-budget films, mm-hmm. you know? And because of the way that United Artists function, they weren't really a studio, okay? They really were like a distribution company. And that what they would do is they would work with independent producers, and the producers would work out a deal with United Artists. United Artists would say, okay, we'll give you this much money to make a movie, and then here's how the profits are divvied out. And they just figured we're gonna make money on this soundtrack album. You know, that's what this is about. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna take a flyer on it. They were a very nimble company. They had a very strong presence in London, in England, in Europe. Okay. They were very smart. They had been a company, and I get into all of this in the book, as you know. Mm-hmm. They were founded by filmmakers. They were not founded by businessmen. They were founded by, you know, Charlie Chaplin and Mary Pickford and Douglas Fairbanks Jr. You know, that's who they were, and D.W. Griffith. They were one of the first, you know, United States artistic media companies that were formed by the creative people. And so they had this long history of being that. You know, they had the James Bond movies at the time. This is not really surprising given their history, given where they came from, given their sort of... business model is not quite the right word. Mm-hmm. They weren't like, you know, MGM, where they had a lot, and right. they were run by these businessmen, and they had, you know, actors under contract, and they didn't work that way. They were already part of this new model that is almost exactly how all movies are made these days, almost. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're all really independent productions, and these film imprints, these companies, you know, Columbia, whatever, they're really just distributors. That's really all they are. Yeah, some of these companies, they still have, you know, sound stages and back lots and stuff like that. But, you know, that's really what United Artists was. So, and I go deep into this. That's why I felt that there needed to be a lot of sort of prehistory in the book about United Artists and about the sort of the film industry. You know, United Artists is really important to this story.